Oh, you actually came. Well, yeah, as you guessed, I was the one who slipped that letter in your locker to come meet. Surprise, I guess. Huh? You knew it was me? Wait. Hey, my handwriting isn't that horrible. You never change, do you? Even when you first stepped foot in the archery club, you laughed at the sign I made. But remembering those times, it really feels like it was just yesterday, doesn't it? I remember you joining the club just because you had nothing else to do. You were undetermined and lazy, always joking and making everyone laugh. But when you picked up that bow and fired, your eyes, they lighted up and you suddenly became quiet before quickly reaching into your quiver to fire another one. It really felt like you were a different person. You took archery seriously, as if you're married to it. Then you would bother me every time, begging me to train and watch over you. But it was the first time I saw someone that passionate about archery, so I couldn't say no. You really grew up to be an amazing archer, and even competed in the nationals back when I taught you. Yet all I heard were complaints on how I'm not a good teacher, on how I explain things poorly, and how I'm not a good role model, and that the last thing you do is look up to me. But you never cast me aside. You were always looking for me, even going as far as waiting for me outside my classroom to walk to the club together. That really embarrassed me, you know? You were regarded as the underclassman who liked me, and every day I had to hear at least one mention of your name from my friends. Which I really didn't mind. It made me smile. And now, looking at you, I can't believe you're the same person as that kid back then. You've grown to be a really handsome young man. Not to mention popular with the girls as well. But never once, never once did you let it interfere with the archery club. Even when we had plenty of girls watch our matches and practice sessions, you kept your eyes on the target. And on me, not to mention. Oh, I'll miss isn't you like this, Mr. Popular with the girls, but always sticks to his senpai. But alas, our little fights won't happen anymore. No more pointing at each other with a bow, threatening to shoot each other whenever we see each other, constantly competing almost every day, having the loser be the winner's bet for a week. I still remember when you first won one of those. And here I thought you'd be crueler. But all you made me do was give you lots and lots of affection. As much as I hate to admit it, it was really fun. Stroking your hair, having you rest your head on my lap, giving you lots of hugs, the occasional forehead kiss. I wouldn't have imagined you'd be so deprived of that. And I'd never imagined I'd be surrounded with girls asking about you. Hey, are you still bummed out about not winning the nationals? I mean, after all, even I would be pissed if I lost by 2 points. But you still have one more year to win it, right? Please, win it for me. It's kind of embarrassing to lose when you're graduating. So, carry on my dream of winning the nationals, alright? But also, I didn't call you out here just to ramble on. There's something I wanted to ask you, actually. Just let me beat around the bush a little bit, okay? Remember when you were sick and couldn't participate in the club? Yeah. I rushed over as soon as I could and scolded you for not texting me that you were sick. God, even when you're sick, you look cute. I took care of you, made you dinner, bought medicine, and even slept next to you. I was surprised when I woke up with your arms around me. I really felt safe. I felt like I wanted time to slow down, even just for a bit, as I rested in your arms. I miss that feeling of being in your arms. I'll miss talking to you every day. I'll miss all the fights. I'll miss firing a rubber arrowhead on your ass. It's almost like I don't want to graduate. It's too late for time to slow down now, I guess. I've been wanting to say this for years. And I didn't want to have any regrets today. But it might be my biggest regret if I don't say it. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, I hate this. I won't be able to see you every day. I won't be able to hug you. I won't be able to play with your hair. I won't be able to subtly flirt with you. I won't be able to sneak a kiss on your cheek whenever you sleep in the club room. I've made a lot of memories with you, and I'd love it if we made a lot more starting now. So please, would you consider having me in your life? Please hold on to me. I don't think I can take it anymore. I really can't feel my legs anymore. You love me as well. I'm really glad. Huh? You plan on entering the same university? Really? Then I'll wait for you. I mean, you struck an arrow through my heart. Waiting a year for you isn't that much after this. So, how does it feel having your senpai confess to you? I love you. Let's make more memories together. That felt really good. One more. More. I love you so much.